Hey, welkom. Tof dat je luistert naar de Podcast voor Webdesigners podcast. En in deze podcast neem ik je wekelijks mee in de wereld van websites, het runnen van een webdesignbedrijf, ondernemen, omgaan met klanten, processen optimaliseren en nog veel meer. Mijn missie is om ervoor te zorgen dat jij als webdesigner je skills en kennis blijft ontwikkelen, zodat jij je klanten nog beter kunt helpen en je proces zo efficiënt mogelijk wordt. Ik ben je host, Cheryl Porselein, strategisch webdesigner en mentor voor webdesigners. En dit is de Podcast voor Webdesigners podcast. Yes, welkom terug bij een gloednieuwe aflevering van de Podcast voor Webdesigners podcast. En vandaag een hele andere podcast als dat je misschien van mij gewend bent. Want ik ga zo meteen switchen naar het Engels. Ik heb een heel tof interview gehad met Laura van de Client Portal, de oprichter van Client Portal. Een hele fijne WordPress-plugin waarmee je je website dus kunt omzetten naar een afgesloten klantportaal. En zij gaat je alles vertellen over hoe dit tot stand is gekomen, wat haar gedachtegang hierachter is. En natuurlijk kijken we ook een stukje vooruit naar wat de toekomstvisie voor Client Portal in gaat houden. Ik zou zeggen, buckle up, heel veel plezier en ik ben heel erg benieuwd wat je ervan vindt. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the Podcast for Web Designers podcast. And today I have a very special guest. And as you can hear from my voice, I'm speaking English today because I am talking to the one and only Laura, who is the brains behind Client Portal. And Laura Elizabeth is the founder of Client Portal, a WordPress plugin for freelancers and agencies that allows clients to keep track of all files, links, and deliverables in a professional and centralized portal. She also runs Design Academy, a design course for developers, a project packed sets of templates and documents for freelancers and agencies. And she loves helping freelancers improve their workflows, project management skills, and design through free and premium products. And Laura will tell us all about it during this interview, which I've been really looking forward to. So Laura, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Same. Yeah, I'm really excited. Also a little bit nervous because this is my first podcast in English. So hopefully everyone can understand me good enough for me to get through this. So yeah.
Yeah, same. I'm hoping I speak slowly enough. Enough.
I think we're going to be fine together.
Yeah, we'll muddle through it.
Yeah. So the reason why I ask you obviously to come join the podcast is because I've been using Client Portal for a very long time myself right now. Used it for several projects and now I'm using it for my Web Design Mastery, which is my coaching for web designers. And we have spoken a little bit beforehand. But I always wonder, could you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came in contact with web design?
Yeah, sure. So I was trained as a designer. So I went to university and studied graphic design. Back then, it was all advertising and things like that. It was sort of when websites were becoming a thing, but they were mostly brochure websites made in Dreamweaver, if you remember that.
Yes, definitely. Good old times.
Yeah. I got a job at a design agency, and being the youngest there, I was always put in charge with the web design projects because I'm the young one and I'll know what I'm doing.
Exactly. Yeah.
I didn't really know what I was doing, but I learned a lot on the job, which was really good. And getting into it in that time was quite a good time because there were fewer people doing web design specifically.
Definitely.
So yeah. As part of my learning, I suppose, for web design, I did some freelance projects on the side, just because the original plan was to use that to get better at my job at the agency, but I found the freelancing side quite lucrative and quite fun, and I liked the flexibility. So I ended up quitting my job at the agency and then going full-time freelance, mostly doing web design, occasional logos and things. But that was pretty much what I did for, I don't even know how many years, probably like a decade or so, before Client Portal became my thing.
Your thing. Yeah. Because what was the reason for you to create Client Portal? What problem were you seeing in your day-to-day life as a freelancer, as a freelance web designer, that made you think, I need to fix this with Client Portal?
Yeah, so it was originally a tool that I made for myself to use with my clients. I didn't have any intention of selling it. But basically what I found was, because I was a solo web designer, I tried a few project management tools and I found that they were just a little bit too much for what I needed with my clients. So there was a ton of features and they're great tools, but they were just too much for me. And my clients wouldn't log into them. They didn't want to learn a new tool, which, to be honest, I do get. Like, they are, the learning curve is fairly steep on some of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they didn't want to do that. And I was thinking, this just isn't right. I'm like, this is not made for me. But there was no other options other than just going back to email. And email is fine, email works. But the problem with email is that things get lost in long email threads. If you give all your deliverables via email, people are going to lose them. And then I was getting asked to resend files, not all the time, but enough that it was starting to really irritate me when I was really busy working on my own. I'd have a client from a year ago saying, "Hey, can you send me that logo you did a year ago?" And I'd have to go into my hard drive and find it, send it. And I was like, ah. So I thought, well, I just need some place on my website, ideally, where my clients can log in and they can find everything they need. And because it wasn't just files either, it was like, because obviously with files, you can just use something like Google Drive or Dropbox. But there were also like links that I'd need to send them. So like links to questionnaires or links to invoices or something like that. So I needed something that could do files, links, maybe some like information that was just in like a really simple portal that they could log into anytime and find what they needed indefinitely. So I just created this on my website, very simple template, simple blocks, and clients could log in, do their thing. And clients really loved it, and I really loved it because I felt like it was the perfect middle ground between complex project management tool and nothing. So yeah, I ended up using it myself for a long time, and then yeah, I can get into how it became a product if you want, or we can, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to hear the journey of this. Oh, absolutely, because obviously I came across it at some point. So, yeah.
Yeah. So like I said, I was just doing it for myself, but I at the time I was doing a lot of conference talks. So I've always tried to do conference speaking. Weirdly, because I'm actually quite shy, and I would go to a lot of conferences and struggle to talk to people. So I actually found speaking at conferences easier because then people will come up and talk to me. So really my goal with conference speaking was to teach something, but also to kind of help me connect with people and meet people and stuff like that. So I was doing a lot of conference talks just with no agenda other than sharing what I was doing. And I would mention my onboarding process and that I made this client portal. And the response was just incredible. So with every conference that I did, people would come up to me afterwards saying, "Wow, that client portal idea is genius. Like, can I buy it? Are you selling this? Is this something I can have?" At one of the conferences, they went around the room and asked what was the biggest takeaway from the whole conference. And I think more than 50% of the people said my client portal idea.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it was like, I thought, wow, I feel like I've hit onto
Yep,
something here. And the
definitely.
organizer of the conference said, "Hey, would you like to, if you make this into a product, I'll promote it to my audience because they're clearly really interested." I think I had like a weekend to
Whoa.
make it into a product. So it's the
Holy.
first iteration of the product, which was HTML template with a
Right.
tutorial and a promise that I will make it into a proper project,
Right.
as when I can. And so I did that, and then we promoted it, and it went really, really well, and gave me the money to then hire a developer to turn it into a WordPress plugin, and it all just sort of went from there, really. So yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and then I came across it and I was like, this is really what I'm looking for. Because exactly what you said is like sending emails to my clients that they lost something, or I had to send them really big files, and they, you need another tool for that because most of the email providers don't let you send like 2 gigabytes emails or something like that. So, yeah, this was for me a really, really good investment for my business in order for me to keep a lid on the things that went wrong in normal projects, basically. And
Yeah.
I don't know if you did, but I've tried like Trello, like Asana, stuff like that. But exactly as you said, it's like my clients didn't understand it. They were like, I don't know what you want from me. I can't find stuff. So yeah, this is an amazing, amazing product that you've created. And I really like working with it.
Oh, thank
Yeah.
you. Yeah, similar to you, I've tried all the project management tools and Trello and stuff. And actually, I think that my thinking on project management tools has changed over the years. I used to think, oh, I think they're too complicated. I actually don't
Yes.
think that anymore, but I think project management tools are really good. If you start to, as your freelancer, if you start to expand into an agency, I think it's really good to have internally with your agency to work together. So someone, and these are going to be people who are going to be hopefully working with you for years.
Yeah.
So it's fine for them to learn a tool, but
Exactly.
keep the client out of them
Yes.
because it's for you guys to work internally together. And then your client only needs to see what they need to see because
Yes.
it's going to be too overwhelming for them and, you know, too complicated. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's precisely like I use for my team and I use ClickUp, which is a very broad, like expanded tool where we can like work together and create deadlines and stuff like that. But for my clients, it's way too much. And that's where Client Portal comes in. So yeah, that's a perfect balance between working with a team and your clients. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So the funny thing is that we call it project management. The word has came in on here of several times, but on your website, it says it's not a project management system. Could you describe like what do you think or how do we should think what it is?
Yeah, it's so funny because I find it really hard to explain what Client Portal is without saying it's a portal for your clients.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what it is. But the problem is I feel like portal, like Client Portal, I've come to realize to some people means something completely different. So to some people, a Client Portal is a project management tool. And
In a
so I
way,
was kind of thinking,
yeah.
how do I explain this in a way that's like, that makes sense? And I can't think of any other way to describe it without saying it's a portal for your clients. So I put on the website, I think it's not a project management tool. It's just a portal for your clients or something like that, a simple portal.
Yeah.
But basically the way I think about it is, and sort of my, I guess, manifesto for it is, I think every web designer, every freelancer and agency has a unique setup, like a stack that they use with their clients. So they have all the tools that they use. They might use Google Docs. They might use like Pinterest for mood boards or whatever. All of these little tools like Trello, you mentioned, different calendar tools, whatever you use, invoicing stuff. And Client Portal is a way to bring all those different tools together in one branded interface for your clients. So instead of your clients having to remember which tool you're using for what, they don't need to remember because it's all in the portal. And what I really like about this is that it gives you the flexibility to be able to choose your tools, the tools that you think are the best for the job, that are right for you. And, you know, it means that you're not going to be stuck using, so if you use like something that did all of these things, they might do the invoicing part just a little bit wrong for you. It's fine, but it's not how you would like to invoice. So you can do everything just the way you want it. And it also gives you the freedom to change the tools that you use. So for example, I don't know, someone raises their pricing too much, or you just think, actually, there's a new tool that I want to try that's a bit better. You don't have to change your entire workflow to experiment with different tools. And that's what I really like about Client Portal. It just gives you that way to, you know, be really tight on your stack and have it completely personalized to how you work with your clients without sacrificing the consistency and the ease of use for your clients to be able to access everything they need and for it to
Yeah.
look professional under your, you know, under your brand. So the Client Portal would be branded to your agency or your
Yeah.
freelance business.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because some of my mastery members also using Client Portal for their projects now. And they actually got compliments on how good it looks, on how professional it looks. So that's
Amazing.
Really awesome to hear that they get these compliments, even though it's just quoting just the Client Portal, but it's
Yeah.
actually doing something.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good to hear. And they'll
Yeah.
like it even more, hopefully soon, because I'm going to improve their look even more.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later on, but definitely very curious about that. But just like quickly, like a small, like for someone who has never used Client Portal before, like for you, what was the most, the change that the most, what changed it most for you when you were start working with one? Or what do you hear what the biggest change was for them?
Yeah, so the biggest change is also kind of the biggest challenge with using a client portal. And that is that it really helps you simplify your process and make it consistent for all your clients. So this is where I think some people might get a little bit stuck when they set it up, because, you know, it involves you needing to think about the deliverables that you send to your clients and what's consistent between all clients and what's unique for one client over the other. How many services do you offer? Like, do you have a web design service and a brand identity service? Do you have any like maintenance plans? Oh, sorry, I haven't even put my thing on Do Not Disturb. Do you have any maintenance plans and things like that? So it kind of involves you sort of taking a step back and looking at your process that way, and being able to, you know, set up templates, because most people are not going to want to set up a unique portal for every single client. So you want to have a template that you can start with and then add the unique stuff as you go. But the reason that's a good thing is once you've done that, it's going to make your whole project so much faster.
I agree.
When you work with different clients, you know, simplifying and making things consistent is just going to make it so much easier for you long term, really. So I'd say that's probably the main benefit.
Yeah, I agree, because, you know, we tend to forget that for our clients, like investing in a web designer or stuff like that is really, really complicated, because they don't know the process. They don't know how to use it. They don't know. And with the client portal, it's just less is more, in my opinion. Yeah. It's a really simple system, though it's really professional. So it's actually the benefits of both, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's nice because the way that we've done the modules is, for the most part, the client can see everything from day one. They just can't necessarily click on everything. That's... So when they log into the portal, they can kind of see the whole project in front of them, what they're going to get. And then the ones that aren't ready yet, you know, are going to be done later, are sort of grayed out a little bit.
Yep.
So it's nice for the client because, like you say, if they've never done a web design project before, it can be quite intimidating and they don't know what's coming. They don't know what's next. They, you know, want to make sure that they're going to get everything that they need. So yeah, it's quite nice visually for them to see. And as different modules get completed, you can kind of track the progress of the project as well, which is nice.
Yeah, that was one of the main reasons I think that I started using, well, obviously because of everything else as well, but that was for me was like, I was trying to find something that I could just shut down or stop, like make inactive if something wasn't done yet, or wasn't like needed yet, and something that was already done. So I'm like, I always teach my members, like with feedback rounds, when you get feedback, when you get your emails, you tend to get a lot of feedback. And sometimes people are like sleeping some night over it, and they're just, oh, I forgot this point. But the main problem with that is you get so much feedback in your email that it just piles up and you get things get lost in there. And then you're trying to like deliver your project and they're like, no, but you haven't done my feedback yet. And something that I've created within the client portal is that I just make it inactive once I receive their feedback. So I use the form that you've integrated with it. And once they filled out that form with the feedback, I just close it off so they cannot make another feedback point. And if they mail it to me, I'm like, yeah, but you've already gave me the feedback that we've talked about, and this is it. So it also creates some borders for yourself, if I'm saying that correctly. You just create some boundaries in this case. Yeah.
Interestingly, I'd never thought of using it that way around before. So instead of having it go from inactive to active, you can actually close it off. So you can say, okay, stop now. We need to move on, which is pretty cool. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That in that way, the client is just like, okay, we're done here. So they just know, okay, I finished it. I also turn on the check that you've integrated, which is also a very, very nice feature. But I also make it inactive so that they cannot do another form fill out form. Those are like the little details for me that makes the project really easy for me to manage in this case.
Yeah, exactly. And I love details like that. That's
Yeah.
Detail orientated. So yeah,
Yeah.
it makes a big difference when you've got those little things that might not be flashy features, but just help day to day.
Yeah. Well, flashy doesn't always mean good, right? So in this case, like I always say, like in this time, in this these types of projects is like it's really less is more. You have to take your client with you on the journey instead of being like have to explain every tool that you're using, which is not the point of the whole project. So therefore, client portal is actually perfect for these type of projects. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cool. All right. What are the most common mistakes designers make in their client communication, and how does client portal help prevent them, you think?
So I think probably, I mean, we sort of touched on this earlier, but I think it's just mm-hmm. hiding things like deliverables in long email threads.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of freelancers, at least a lot of the ones I know, are pretty organized people. So they have everything organized, all their client projects in folders. I'm sure some don't, but most people I speak to are quite organized in that respect.
Normally they are.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean your clients are going to be. So as much as we like might try and encourage them to save things, you know, save it somewhere that you're actually going to be able to find it again. They won't. And so many of them just don't. And they just rely on you being their file manager.
Yeah, so that's a good one, actually. Your file manager. Yeah, I like that.
Sometimes I feel like I'm Dropbox, you know, I'm like,
oh, yeah,
that's my job. But so I think it's just that it's like having some, and even if you don't use client portal, you know, just having somewhere simple that clients can find everything they need. It could be as simple as like a Google Doc with links,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't need to be crazy complicated, but I think just having somewhere for them to find things and for you really is really useful. So I'd say that's probably one of the mistakes. Another thing, it's not super related to client portal, but I would say one of the mistakes I see a lot, because I'm still quite big in the freelance community.
Yeah.
When a client asks you for something, I would say assume good intent. So I see a lot of people, when the client is asking for something, the freelancer might rightly or wrongly assume it might be scope creep, or, you know, they're trying to take advantage or something like that. So I would say, and then their reply is often a little bit harsher or maybe more defensive than it needs to be. And mm-hmm. I just see it constantly. And I used to do it as well. I think that's why I notice it. I used to be exactly the same, thinking everyone's going to try and, you know, screw me over or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I made the switch to be a lot more positive in my communication, so, you know, yes, that's a great idea. And then just be really upfront, it's going to cost this.
Yes, exactly.
It really helped. And like, you know, brainstorm with them and know that they're just, all they're trying to do is to get the best out of the project that they can. They're not, I do think most clients, not all, but most clients are not trying to be a pain. They just really want their project to be successful. So if they come up with an idea, I mean, great. Like, maybe explore it. Maybe it's a terrible idea and you end up not going that way, but I would definitely recommend like humoring them and
yeah.
just going through it and just being a bit more positive, and it's not assuming that they're not willing to pay. I actually have this a lot now. I'm on the other side of it. I hire people a lot, and I always feel like I need to say, like, I'm fine if this costs more, or, you know, because I feel like sometimes when I ask for something, they assume that I'm already expecting it to cost more. Do you know what
right
I mean? I'm not mm-hmm. expecting it to not. So
no, exactly.
That's just something kind of random, I think, maybe happened recently that just made me think of that. But
that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah. But those experiences always give you like the best advice in this case. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's just a good mindset change for you as well. It's like,
yes,
if you struggle with feeling a bit like, I don't know, if you get a bit anxious, I suppose, about client communication,
mm-hmm.
just trying to like switch it to say, like, you know,
yeah.
they're not trying to be a pain. This is probably what's happening. We'll just be more positive, and that kind of helps.
Yeah. As long as you're always be like this is gonna cost it extra, because obviously when you do things for free too much, then it's gonna become scope creep. But that's obviously where your own boundaries are being held, I think. I mean, you have to be, and in the end of the day, you're an entrepreneur, you're a freelancer, so you have to like be business about it, not emotional. And I think that's a really good advice. Yeah, thank you.
I always say you train people how to treat you.
Yes. Yes. We say that in the Netherlands as well. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. 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 Not everyone. It's just like we said before, not every entrepreneur or client knows how it works. We have to be the persons that tell them and guide them through the process and through the project and make sure that it's an equal success in both ways. And if you just shut them down beforehand, it's just going to be very complicated to get the right energy into a project, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 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 That's a good one. That's very, very interesting. When circling back to Client Portal, what feature do you think is most underrated? The one that users actually appreciate the most after a few projects? Do you get those kind of messages?
Yeah, I think the one that I get the most frequently is, once you start using Client Portal with your clients, you realize that actually you can use it for a lot of different things as well. So it doesn't have to be just client projects. So the big one that I hear all the time is people using it for things like a resource center.
All right.
So, you know, if you want to have like educational content, and this is something that you do as well, which is you can use it. It's not a it's not course software. But you can definitely use it to deliver educational content, or, you know, supplement it, you know, with things like worksheets, or
if definitely
you want to have like a lead magnet opt-in, the opt-in could be a portal.
Yep.
So you have that on the Client Portal website. If you opt in to the email list to see a demo, you get access to a portal, and the demo's inside the portal along with like other things to show them how Client Portal works. So it's like you can use it for all these different things, because it doesn't have to be a logged in, you can have it password protected, you can add multiple clients, or you can just have it as a public facing thing on your website. So if you didn't want to, for example, have a blog, but you wanted some kind of, you know, like a guide, I don't know, a guide to working with web designers or something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could have it as almost like a blog, but like a very static, you know, blog, if that makes sense.
Definitely.
I think things like that are really good. I've used it for if I do conference talks now, if I give away any like freebies, I give them a link and it redirects to a portal so they can kind of get all their downloads. So I might, you know, give them some like email templates as a download, or some like Figma graphics, or, you know, whatever else, and they can access them all. And then I'll put a link to the talk in the portal as well. So it's just like all these little extra things that you can use it for. And I think I've got one like testimonial on the website that says, the more I play with Client Portal, the more I discover I can do with it. It's such a simple tool, but I think the simplicity makes it really flexible, which is really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really interesting to see how much it can actually do.
Yeah.
Because you have a few of the, on your portfolio, you have a few business cases there, and they're all different.
Yeah.
And that really shows, like, even though it's very simple, it's really flexible, and you can actually do so much more with just the portal than it says on like the website itself. It just shows that with this type of simplicity, you can do so much more.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I really like tools that do one thing really well.
Yes.
Because as we were talking about earlier, it's in the details. So if you have a tool that, for example, just does invoicing, they're going to do invoicing pretty well, you know, or anything else that you can think of. And they have all these little details that just make everything so much easier for you. So I much rather having lots of little tools that, like I say, do one thing really well than one big giant one that tries to do everything, but it's not quite right for what you need.
Yeah, no, definitely. And being said that, is there a like a story, an example you've heard from your users where Client Portal saved them time to time, or saved them time to reduce stress, or prevented that scope creep that we've talked about?
Yeah, I think one that I really love is where people have used it to start getting into productized services. So we talked a little bit earlier about how simplifying your process and then and making it more consistent is a benefit. But another benefit from that is that you then realize that actually you can productize your services a bit more. So if anyone's not familiar with the term, it's basically where you have a very, very fixed scope service. So the easiest example is paid discovery. So if you want to essentially charge people for writing a proposal, you'd call it paid discovery. I'm sure you'll have heard of that anyway. But Client Portal is really good for this, and it's helped people get into paid discovery because you can have all the questionnaires, all the intake forms, everything there, and it's exactly the same for every single client. And as you do more and more of these productized services, you kind of tighten up the scope and you tighten up how everything works. And it becomes this really repeatable, very profitable income stream because the less time you're spending doing custom work, the more you can charge more for these projects. Paid discovery can go for quite a decent amount of money because it's essentially consulting work that you're doing. So you can charge a lot more and spend a lot less time. So it just becomes really, really profitable. And it's always been really exciting to see people get into paid discovery because I'm such a big proponent of it, or just productized services in general. And I'm not saying Client Portal is the thing that made it happen, but it certainly helps because a lot of people realize that with Client Portal they can deliver this productized service, and it does feel more like they're delivering a product, which I just love. I love seeing that.
That's awesome. Because there is also like a connection to like paid things, right? So you can actually use it like with WooCommerce or stuff like that, right?
Yeah, so at the minute you can use it with WooCommerce, so people could buy, say if you had like paid discovery, for
Paid
example,
discovery,
on your website, they could buy it and then automatically get a portal created for them with everything in there. So they can just get started straight away. They can get started on the intake, and then all the stuff that you might need to add later would still be there, but it would be grayed out for you to go in and add when it's ready, which is really nice. And I really want to expand that into not just WooCommerce, but like Stripe and other things as well.
So basically it's like an introduction. You obviously the client pays for it, but it's an introduction as to how a full project would look. Am I saying that right? Because they see all the modules under there but grayed out because they're inactive.
Yeah, exactly.
So it
Well,
gets
the portal for the paid discovery would probably just be the paid discovery deliverables. So you'd probably have like some educational content in there as well that is just useful for all clients to know. And then you give them their main deliverable, which would be the report, maybe any like video recordings that you do, or call recordings or transcripts you might add. And then usually what people do is they would have, as a part of their proposal, that it would be a quote as well. So like, if you want us to do this project for you, this is what it will cost. If you want to take it somewhere else, you're more than welcome to take this proposal. You've got like a full brief now that's really well spec'd out, and you can take it to as many different people. It's no bother. And then the client can decide what to do. But I think 9 times out of 10, they're going to choose you, particularly
Well,
if
yeah.
we'll remove the cost of the paid discovery from the final project as well. It's just, yeah, it's nice. But I know some people who have just ended up just doing paid discovery, and that's all they do. They just do paid discovery, and then
So,
the deliverable is so valuable that they get plenty of work from it.
Very, very interesting to see what type of like model you can use to get extra money or how to use it in a different way.
Yeah,
Really
exactly.
interesting. Cool. So we've talked a lot about Client Portal now, and obviously we've heard you talking about how it started, how it became a thing, how it traveled through other web designers. But what does the future hold for Client Portal? What is the one thing or few things that you want to see different?
Yeah, so I really just want to focus on, like we talked about earlier, a lot of the details. So one of the things with Client Portal is that it will always be just a portal. So
Quote
the
unquote,
simplicity
just.
is like, yeah, just in little air quotes, because it's pretty powerful as just a portal. But I want to keep it simple.
Really
So
is.
I don't want to make it into a project management tool. And the people who use it, who love it, don't want that either. So it's just about doing more of what Client Portal does really well. So I'm just going through and adding lots of little features that people have asked for, you know, things like, you know, due dates and reminders and being able to assign people. We've just added comment threads to content pages so people
That's
can comment
awesome.
in there as well. And just loads of, like I said, I'd love to have it so it works with things like Stripe or maybe PayPal, so not just WooCommerce.
Right.
So yeah, it's basically just making it the best product it can be and just making it super easy for you to use, super easy for your clients to use. We did redo it. And I know you're not a super fan of the block editor, but we redid it using the block editor. But I think for Client Portal specifically, even if you don't, even if you use the classic editor in WordPress for everything else, we have like a little script you can put in if you want to use classic editor, but just force it for Client Portal. The fact that it's more what you see is what you get makes it really easy to use. And we just want it to be so fast for people to set up. And so, you know, something that you're not in all the time, to be honest, because we don't need an extra thing to do. So I want it to be really fast, really easy. And with the block editor as well, we now have the concept of reusable patterns. So you could have a set of modules in Client Portal that you can save as a pattern. And if you update it in one place, it can update in all different portals that you choose, which is pretty nice.
That's massive. Yeah.
Because it's difficult with most projects need an element of customization, but there are some parts that are constant for every project. So we've always struggled with how to manage that without people having to go in and update lots of different modules. So now we don't have to, which is quite nice. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's just lots of more of the same, but yeah,
better. But even more user friendly, maybe. Well, it's not really user friendly, but I think we can always add a little bit of extra to upgrade.
We're always
that.
Working on it, always improving it.
Exactly. Yeah, because I know, like, just a quick recap on the things that you've added, the what you said about the due dates and stuff. That was amazing, that add-on. That really helps. And it also helps to decline your emails a little bit, because when the due date is almost due, it sends out an automatic email. Yeah. That was a really, really, really good interesting add-on for me to explore it a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly.
Use it
and
in
we
that
want
way.
To go into that now. And so now we've got the concept of due dates and reminders, go into it and just improve it even more. Just take on what people have said and make it even more useful. But the balance is make it even more useful without making it complicated.
More complicated. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But there's a lot of, like, I think fine with simple tools is there's a lot of thinking and work that goes into something that might seem quite simple on the outset.
Definitely. Yeah.
But yeah, we're always working on just making it even better. So
yeah. Yeah, because I also noticed that when I started using Clientboard, you have like a roadmap / library where we can add our ideas for like what we've looked for changing or like feedback or stuff like that. But I've seen so much, and some of them I was like, how do you prioritize that much input? Because not everything obviously is within the vision of Client Portal, I think.
Yeah. So I think having a really strong vision is really important. So I have these 3 points. I don't remember them off the top of my head.
That's all right.
3 points that I always, whenever I do an update, it has to adhere to these 3 points. And it's something like simplicity.
Right. Like non-negotiables. Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I make sure, so I've got that pretty clear. So I know that if this doesn't fit with that, it's not, you know,
we're not going to
do it.
Yeah.
But because also I use Client Portal myself a lot, so I'm in it quite a lot, and I do all of the support at the minute as well. So I'm always talking to customers and trying to find out what they're using it for and try and find out why they want a feature or, you know, something like that. And I just really use my own judgment to decide, okay, yeah, I can see that is a massive pain point and is probably affecting quite a lot of people.
Right.
Prioritize that. This one, I think, is probably, it's not really a Client Portal thing as such. So we're probably not going to do that. But I think it's helpful because Client Portal's been around now since 2016, so I think it's its 10-year anniversary.
Right. Wow. Hey,
It's
congrats.
been around a long time, and I think just the more it's around, the more, confident I am in where it needs to go. And yeah, just talking to customers, I think, is one of the best things as well.
That's always a good idea to do. No matter what niche or you're in, it's always good to talk to your clients and see what they're going through and what they want to use stuff for and what they think and experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Yeah, that's amazing. Is there anything that's maybe like a trick question? Sorry. But is there anything that's going to be AI related, or is that something for the far future, or even not at all? Just curious about, obviously, we're working in an environment that's an ever-changing, like fastest changing, so our field of expertise that we're in.
So it's actually, I was thinking about this yesterday.
Well, that's funny.
So I use AI in my work a lot.
Yeah,
It's
me
really
too.
helped with productivity and just the amount I can do is I
Same.
love it. And I was thinking, so I'm creating a demo portal right now to do a video that I'm actually going to record after this. And I used AI to say, create me a portal that does this, 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 this. And I sort of got it to help put loads of demo content in, like comments, all that stuff that manually would take forever and be really not fun. And I was thinking, I might see if people would be interested. I might have got the terminology wrong. I think it's called an MCP, where I can make it so if you're using something like Claude Code, I can create something so you can ask AI to create a portal. So you could say, create a portal for a web designer. This is my process. Ask me loads of questions about my process and my deliverables, blah, 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 and then create a portal, and it will just do it all for you. So I was thinking about that. I don't know if I'm going to do it. It depends how much of the audience is using at this point things like Claude Code and stuff, and if that would be something that they'd even be interested in. But I like the idea. Like, I feel like we're moving into an era where we are going to start being it just speaking what we want and it happening. So I feel like that's something I've always got to keep in mind. Like, at some point, I'm presuming people aren't going to be going in and clicking on modules and changing them. We might be a little bit off that now, but I think that's probably where it's going. So I'm always kind of keeping that in the back of my mind.
Interesting. And software like this or like a plugin like this is also good to see where things are going, right? So how did your process change when AI came? Looking back at to what it was basically, because my process obviously the thing is that's why I asked the question is because we are expecting so much speed right now. We want everything we wanted yesterday, basically. So we cannot deny that AI is going to do that for us. That's why I was like, we cannot deny that AI is going to change the way we work and to ch that it's going to change our processes and make it even more fast, probably. And yeah, I was just curious to see how Client Portal fits in that.
Definitely keeping tabs on it. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. So we'll see. If anyone has any ideas of how you'd like to use AI with Client Portal, I don't want to do just like a fad
No.
thing. If it's going to be something, it's going to be something that's genuinely going to be useful.
Yeah.
Yet,
And
but I'm sure in the future there will be AI
definitely, and
involved.
obviously, it needs to stay inside the vision of Client Portal. But yeah, that's the most important, obviously. Yeah. Awesome. Well, talking about like having ideas and sending them to you, where can we find you, Client Portal, and where can we like add our ideas to create an even more interesting Client Portal than it already is?
So the best place to find Client Portal is just at client-portal.io. So that's the website. If you want to, if you have any ideas for Client Portal or anything you want to see, if you just use the contact form on the website, I'll be the one reading it. You can just email there if you've got any ideas or any questions. I'm pretty good at getting I'm pretty speedy with my responses,
Yeah,
which
you
is good.
are. I can vouch for that. Yes, you are.
Always sort of open somewhere in the background. So
Exactly.
always love to talk to people. So that's pretty much the best. I'm not super active on social media
That's
at
all
this
right.
point. I do have a Twitter account, Laura Eliz done. But I don't think I've posted there for a while. I've got, babies around, young kids,
Exactly.
so
Stuff
it's a bit
change.
rock the season of
Yeah.
life for socials, but I'm sure I'll be back there one day.
Hopefully, hopefully. Will you
Yeah.
be joining WordCamp EU in June?
Haven't decided yet.
Same. Yeah.
So I might. The difficult part is now my eldest has started school,
Right.
and I like to bring the whole family along when we go to conferences.
Obviously.
So yeah, I gotta figure it out. I'm really
All right.
torn. I think you're gonna be there,
I
right?
probably will be. Yeah. So if anyone is interested in talking to Laura, I will keep you updated if she will be attending a WordPress EU. If not, obviously you can just contact her via her contact form on her website. I will put the links of the website in the show notes. And also because we've been talking a few times since now. I am an affiliate from of Client Portal, and with my code Cheryl, you get 15% off of the monthly subscription of Client Portal. So check it out. Yeah, really cool.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Laura, for all your very interesting visions and this amazing talk. I really enjoyed it, and I hope you did too, obviously.
Thank you. Yeah, I loved it. It was great fun.
Thank you. And yeah, we'll talk in the future.
All right.
All
Thanks.
right. See
Bye.
ya. Bye. Super dankjewel voor het luisteren naar de podcast voor Webdesigners Podcast. Ik hoop dat je nieuwe inzichten en praktische tips hebt meegekregen, waarmee je natuurlijk direct aan de slag kunt. En wil je nou weten of de Webdesign Mastery voor jou geschikt is, dan nodig ik je van harte uit voor mijn gratis Master Mini Audit. In 30 minuten via Zoom brengen we jouw grootste chaoslek boven water en krijg jij concrete tips voor meer grip. En gaan we kijken naar je scope, je planning of je communicatie. Let op, het is gratis, maar niet vrijblijvend. Ik plan elke maand een beperkt aantal audits in voor webdesigners die echt willen bouwen aan hun werkwijze. Als je er klaar voor bent, ga dan naar www.opleidingvoorwebdesigners.nl/mastery en plan jouw gratis audit in. Hopelijk tot snel!